Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the first Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Jesus in the Desert Fasting 40 Days. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the first Sunday in Lent is taken from St. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered him, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone. And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. And Jesus answered him, It is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And the devil took him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will command his angels concerning you, to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered him, It is said, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Jesus Tempted in the Desert. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to resist the temptations by the devil and say no. To resist the devil just like Jesus did, not only once but three times, saying, "It is written." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 4, with special attention to the following verses. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if you are the Son of God, There is no question about the fact that the devil puts Jesus to the test, not only once, but three times, during his temptation out in the wilderness of the desert for 40 days. And the temptation occurs early in Jesus' three-year public ministry, even before he begins his preaching, teaching, and healing. It happened immediately after his baptism by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. As the Father said, "This is my Son, my chosen one, listen to him." And as the Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove, anointing him as the promised Messiah. And it was the same Spirit of God that led Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days. As Jesus was out there fasting in that harsh and lonely terrain, it reminds us again of the people of Israel when they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years and grumbled and complained about the quality of food that God gave them and water from the rock to quench their thirst. But at least they had something to eat and to drink. Jesus had nothing. It is then that the devil seizes the opportunity to strike, saying to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God," as he makes an attempt to deceive and trick Jesus to sin as the Son of Man, to give in to the temptation and perhaps even doubt and question the Father's love and concern for him. That is precisely how the devil operates. And that is what the devil did with Adam and Eve. We can see the similarity between the two accounts, as they were tempted by the devil to question not only God's love for them, but his knowledge and his wisdom. And unfortunately, Eve could not resist the temptation of maybe, just maybe, being like God and knowing good and evil, as she gave in to the devil's lie and deception. She ate of the forbidden fruit and gave some to Adam. And suddenly they found themselves to be in trouble and began to blame each other and the serpent for what they had done. They had disobeyed God and sinned against him. As God asked Adam, "Where are you?" And how did Adam respond to God? "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And God said to him, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" And Adam replied, saying, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And Eve replied, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." And because of their sin, they were banned forever from the Garden of Eden. Yes, the devil is so bold and aggressive that he did not only tempt Adam and Eve to sin, but now the devil even tempts Jesus out in the wilderness right after his baptism in the Jordan River. We read in our text that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And for 40 days, he ate nothing. When his fasting ended, Jesus was hungry. Not only hungry, but also physically very weak as the Son of Man. And so the devil takes advantage of his hunger and physical weakness and tempts Jesus, saying, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." In other words, if you are who you claim to be, the Son of God, then command this stone to become bread. And even though Jesus, as the Son of God, had the authority and power to command this stone to become bread, he resisted the temptation by the devil and said no. Jesus responded immediately to him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4, "But on every word that comes from the mouth of God." But the devil would not take no for an answer. He was not about to give up so easily. On the contrary, the devil tempts Jesus a second time. This time the devil takes Jesus and shows him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And then the devil says to Jesus, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will." Incredible, isn't it? The devil has the audacity to say, "If you, Jesus, will worship me, it will all be yours." The devil offers Jesus something that he does not have and that does not belong to him. All this authority, power, and their glory already belongs to Jesus. And how does Jesus respond to the devil for a second time? Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" You would think that by now the devil would give up on Jesus, and yet he does not. Instead, the devil is even more persistent, bold, and aggressive. This time the devil says to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Now the devil even quotes the Bible to Jesus. "It is written." Amazing, isn't it? Think about it for just a moment. The devil says, "It is written," right here in this book, the Bible, God's holy word. As the devil quotes from the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verses 11 and 12, "He will command his angels concerning you to guard you." So the devil says to Jesus, "It's okay for you to jump, to throw yourself down, because your Father in heaven is going to protect you by sending his holy angels to guard you and to bear you up, so that you will not harm yourself or get injured on the way down from the pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem." And how does Jesus respond to the devil for a third time? Jesus told him again, "It is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" And it was then and only then that the devil finally gave up on Jesus and went away, crushed and defeated. We read in our text, "And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? What is our response? What is our response when we are tempted by the devil? Do we resist him, or do we give in to his temptations? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we give in to him more than we are ready to admit, acknowledge, and confess. Instead of resisting him firm in our faith, we allow ourselves to be tempted by the devil, to give in to him, just like Adam and Eve did. It happens to all of us. The devil will use every opportunity to tempt us, especially when we are afraid and weak in our faith and in our walk with Jesus. The devil will take advantage of us in also doubting and questioning God's love, mercy, kindness, goodness, and compassion. That is why we need Jesus. We need Jesus not only to forgive us every time we are deceived by the devil and give in to his temptations, but to help us by the guidance, power, and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to resist him firm in our faith and trust in Jesus by saying no. To say no just like Joseph did when he refused the temptation to commit adultery. "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God?" To heed the words of St. Peter in his first letter, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. "Be sober, be watchful, your adversary the devil roams around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit to be more like Joseph and especially more like Jesus, as he resisted the temptations by the devil. "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. It is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to resist the temptations by the devil and say no, to resist the devil just like Jesus did, not only once but three times, saying, "It is written." Amen. We now sing the next hymn, 40 Days and 40 Nights. Amen. Pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we pray again for the government and especially for the people of Ukraine as they continue to be attacked by the Russian Federation, and hundreds have been injured and thousands killed, not only Ukrainians but Russian soldiers, and more than a million have fled for their safety to Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Hungary, and Moldova. Father, continue to be with them during their time of anxiety and fear as they are being attacked by this unprovoked war and as they try desperately to be safe and fight for their freedom as a nation. Father, we thank you especially for the response and support for the Ukrainian people throughout the world as the United States of America, NATO, and the United Nations have condemned this invasion and occupation. Father, we also pray again for our own nation here in the United States of America and our allies in Europe to keep us safe and protected from any cyber attacks or threats of nuclear bombs by the Russian Federation. Instead, Father, we pray for peace and the hope for diplomatic talks with them to end this war. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On the first Sunday in Lent, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn by the students and faculty of Martin Luther College, "Renew Me, O Eternal Light." Amen.